Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to look at a surprise contender for the American presidency. No, really. Apparently multiple sources, no denials issued yet, that she is planning to make the race. It is a name that everybody will recognize, particularly now. We will get to that surprise. We'll also get to the division of the Trump base, the division of the Republican Party, in fact, not into three potentially warring tribes, but five. What are the five different warring tribes, according to the president's own longtime pollster? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And also, I had an email that I tried to answer on the air last week, and basically about where's the evidence that God exists. We'll be talking about that with somebody who's written a remarkable piece of work that provides precisely that kind of evidence. We'll be getting to that later this very hour. But first up, the truth of the matter is that right now the spending has just begun. Though Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, who, by the way, is five seats away from being Speaker. And to just highlight how close this is, part of that Republican caucus that brought the Republicans to within five votes of taking control of the House of Representatives is a woman who won an upset win in Iowa. Her name is Marionette Miller Meeks, and she won her seat by, I believe the final count showed her winning by 47 votes. There were other counts that showed her winning by six votes. But she won. She's seated. She's a member of Congress. The Democrats are now trying to remove her from Congress and to install her defeated Democratic opponent, whose name is Jan Hart. And it's a terrible thing, but it goes to why the Democrats are pushing so hard on the issue of how you conduct elections, because they're afraid of losing other close races, particularly if the American people come to believe that they are paying for a gigantic waste of money at a time when the economy really does seem to be doing quite well. And there are two reasons why the economy doing well might actually work to undermine Joe Biden and the Democrats. The market was up today. Dow Jones up 175 points, two brand new records. We're just 70 points away from 33,000 on the Dow. It's incredibly good time. Now, two reasons, by the way, and please take this home and take it to the bank, literally, because it could be bad news for the incumbent administration. Why? Well, first of all, because it takes away this idea of an emergency. If right now the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P and American corporations and the entire business system is doing fine, is actually growing at a much higher rate than it grew under Barack Obama, or frankly, under most of the years of Donald Trump, if the economy is doing so well, then you have much less justification for emergency spending of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. That's one. And here's the other point. One of the main targets for the Joe Biden tax grabbers, money grabbers, is going to be going after people who make money in the stock market. And with the stock market looking as good as it is, do you really want the government taking away a third of a return on your investments? And there are more and more people, because of the strong market, who are going to be subject to that kind of taxes. It's a real question. Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News and talking about how the COVID-19 spending bill, the new American Rescue Plan, that the ARP is actually going to cost every family of four $22,000. As I mentioned to you, my calculation shows that if you take every human being, adult, child, baby, elderly, retired, all Americans, you're talking about $6,000 per person. And that's partially how he comes up with the $22,000. Here's Kevin McCarthy. Listen, clip 7.
He's going to sign a bill that's going to cost every family of four $22,000. And the thing he's not telling you is what's in this bill. Let me just point out three things what your hardworking taxpayers' money is going for. You are now going to provide bonuses up to $25,000 to government employees and bureaucrats. If you're not part of the swamp, you get nothing. You are now, your money's going to pay for illegal immigrants' health care. Your money also is being sent to San Francisco City, where your money will be spent giving alcohol and marijuana to the homeless. That is what that bill is doing. And two-thirds of the money for the schools don't even come forward to 2023. And there's $1 trillion still sitting there from the five bills we've already passed. This is a waste of money. Less than 9% is going to COVID. This is a payoff to Pelosi's political friends.
Okay, I think it's, of course, there are a lot of people who are just getting their checks in the mail. By the way, if you have received your checks already, or your account has received money from the rescue package that has been transferred into your account, give us a call and tell us what you're planning to do with it. Because this truly goes to a very, very deep problem. And the problem is just the never-ending spending and expansion of government. Because initially there can be a sugar high when all of a sudden you have several thousand dollars more in your bank account. But then you hear things like Ilhan Omar, and she has introduced a new, quote, housing bill that has some pretty remarkable provisions in it. This is clip 8. Listen.
While the American Rescue Plan extends the national rent moratorium, but this is not a long-term solution. The people across this country will be forced to pay tens of thousands of dollars in back rent when this ends. In some cases, local governments are allowing evictions to continue despite the moratorium. In other cases, landlords are going bankrupt due to the lack of income. The solution is to cancel rent and mortgage payments. I introduced the Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act, which would permanently cancel all rent and mortgage payments until April 2022. The legislation would also create a home lenders relief fund to fully compensate landlords and mortgage holders. It would also establish an optional fund that would help expand affordable housing on even after the pandemic ends.
Okay. Does she have any estimate on what this is going to cost? And in other words, she's going to cancel rent and mortgage payments? And she's going to have the government pay the payments that you normally would make, so that banks don't fall apart, and so that mortgage holders, landlords, don't have to give up their property? This is beyond belief nutty. It's the kind of thing, I don't know, maybe Meghan Markle will campaign on that. No, she really is, apparently. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, both the Associated Press and the New York Post are highlighting the fact that Meghan Markle, the former Duchess of Sussex, I don't know if she still even uses that title. She is American-born. She's 39 years old. Her husband, Harry, is 36. And Meghan Markle, who has such dazzling qualifications for high office, is considering a race for the presidency. That's because the response to her interview was so enthusiastic, was it? The interview where she talked, that's exactly what we need. We need a president who has contemplated suicide. And you could say, well, Lincoln when he was a young man. Okay, Meghan Markle is no Abe Lincoln. I'm sorry, she's not. The story in the New York Post, it says, could Meghan Markle be seeking high office in the United States? She is reportedly already networking with senior Democrats to help her ambitions to become the first female U.S. president. The Duchess of Sussex previously told close friends about her political ambitions, and now she hopes her blockbuster Oprah Winfrey interview will strengthen support in the U.S. The Daily Mail reported in its Sunday newspaper. Okay, this is everywhere now. Markle has been openly networking among senior Democrats to help build fundraising teams, and that's exactly what Meghan and Harry need is money, right? To help build fundraising teams and a campaign for the White House, according to a senior UK politician who served under the former Prime Minister Tony Blair of the Labour Party and has close ties to Washington. The internationalist and Democratic Party networks are buzzing with talk about Meghan's political ambitions and potential backers, the anonymous source told the Daily Mail. Markle, 39, is thought to be looking at the 2024 campaign of President Biden, who will be 82, decides against running for a second term, the source said. If successful, it would make her the first female U.S. president. It would also make her the first U.S. president to be part of the royal family, or at least an estranged part of the royal family. And you could say, well, you know, Ronald Reagan was an actor. Yeah, but he was also a union president and a governor of California for 2 terms. 8 years in public office. And he was deeply involved with politics for many, many years. He was deeply involved in the Goldwater campaign in 1964. And then he ran successfully in 1980. Okay, 16 years later, Meghan Markle wants to go from, other than being sort of vaguely and gauzy leftist, what is her politics exactly? Her biographer and friend, Omid Scobie, also said the former actress has her eyes set on the U.S. presidency. She really does. Quote, Meghan is the embodiment of the American dream. Anybody agree with that? Really? Anyone agree that Meghan Markle is the embodiment of the American dream? To become a really undistinguished actress. Look, how many people here had ever heard of Meghan Markle before she got engaged to Prince Harry? Meghan is the embodiment of the American dream. One day, we may see President Meghan. Meghan McCain, maybe, but Meghan Markle seems kind of a long shot to me. Another friend also told Vanity Fair last year that the Duchess would seriously consider running for president. Because there's so much demand for it. I mean, right. I mean, watch out, Kamala Harris. Another friend also told Vanity Fair one of the reasons she was so keen not to give up her American citizenship was so she had the option to go into politics in the presidential race. Okay. Is this something that we should be anticipating eagerly? Look, it seems to me the only segment of the American economy or populace that would really welcome a Meghan Markle campaign would be cable news, because it's so outrageous. And right now there's several articles, there's a big article over at Variety about how every cable news network is saying, "We miss you, President Trump." Why? Because the ratings are just crashing, crunching, destroyed, ruined. And particularly CNN. CNN is across the board. It's down like 30% from this time last year. And they were up again when the impeachment was going on. And they were up a little bit because of the riots in the Capitol building. But now that things are just politics as usual, Democrats wanting to raise taxes and spending a great deal of money, and the economy seems to be going okay. And okay, where's the excitement of a daily tweet outrage? Does President Biden even tweet at all? Not clear. Does he do press conferences? That's another question. They say they're getting to it. He did do his big speech on Thursday night, last Thursday night. Meanwhile, there is the Fabrizio and Lee polling firm. Tony Fabrizio was the president's main pollster, has said that they see five tribes in the Republican Party. And those five tribes, each of whom have substantial support, are going to determine the future of the party. The tribes are the diehard Trumpers, the InfoWars GOP, which is diehard Trumpers but QAnoners. They're conspiratorial. Isn't it horrifying that they believe that's a major segment of the Republican Party? Trump boosters, that's pro-Trump, but they're torn over whether he should lead the party next time. Post-Trump GOP, that means they're pro-Trump, but they want someone new in charge. And the never-Trumpers. So how exactly are these five tribes divided, and who's going to win the party's control in 2024? We'll get to that. First, we're going to be talking about ultimate questions about how the universe is organized. Steve Meyer coming up on the MedVed Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge overseeing the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is being asked to delay it. This comes after Floyd's family agreed to a $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis last week. Derek Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, expressing concern that the news of the settlement would impact jurors already selected to hear the case and those who could be chosen. White House officials say nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine.
Over the last 7 days, we're now averaging 2.4 million shots per day.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt reiterating President Biden's goal that every American should be able to receive a vaccine by May 1st, and they will be free for everyone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
And on the Michael Medved show, did human life get designed by space aliens? There actually are a surprising number of people who actually believe that to be true. Now, to most of us, that may sound silly, but to get some perspective on all of this, there's nobody better to talk to than my friend Stephen Meyer. He is a New York Times best-selling philosopher of science, author of the best-selling Darwin's Doubt and Signature in the Cell, which make a persuasive case for the idea that the universe has been designed, that human life has been designed. But he has a new book where he makes a leap, and the leap is that the evidence suggests that the designer actually is what one would call a personal god. The book is called The Return of the God Hypothesis, and it's soon to be released, and you should find out all about it. You can go, by the way, directly to discovery.org/Medved. Steve is the head of the Institute for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. Stephen, congratulations again on all of the advance excitement about the return of the God hypothesis.
Well, thank you for having me on to talk about it, Michael.
Let me begin with something that came up on Friday. I got an email, and the email had a series of questions. The first two questions were, do you believe in God? And I said, yep. And the second question was, where's the evidence? And I said, you got to read The Return of the God Hypothesis. What would you say briefly in responding to a very articulate correspondent who is convinced there is no evidence for God at all?
You know, Michael, I heard that little segment of your show where you were responding to the email you got from that thoughtful listener. And as I recall, he challenged you to say, well, where's the proof for the existence of God? Are you saying you can prove the existence of God? And one of the things that's a bit of a red herring in the discussion about what science can tell us about intelligent design and the identity of the designer is this question of proof. Because in science, we don't prove things the way you would in mathematics, where you would start from some axioms and then prove something with deductive certainty. Scientists rather infer the best explanation of the facts at hand, and they compare competing explanations and end up electing the one that provides the best overall explanation and affirm that as the one that's most likely to be true. And that's the kind of argument I make in the book, Return of the God Hypothesis. I look at three new and very important discoveries, new over the last 100 years, that discovered that the universe has a beginning, that it's been finely tuned in its physical parameters, finely tuned to allow for life from the beginning, and that since the beginning there have been big infusions of information, including information in a digital form, at the foundation of life, that in our biosphere we have these bursts of information that make possible new forms of life. And I argue that those three classes of evidence are best explained first by a designing intelligence of some kind, but second, as you look closely at the nature of that evidence, that the designing intelligence must have been active from the very beginning of the universe, so it couldn't have been a space alien or any imminent intelligence within the cosmos, because we see the fine-tuning of the universe for life from the very beginning. And that suggests a transcendent intelligence has been at work both at the beginning and since then. So I make what's called an inference to the best explanation, which is the same type of reasoning that scientists use in their ordinary work. But interestingly, when you apply that method of reasoning, you provide very strong reasons for belief in God, though not absolute proof in the sense of mathematical certainty.
Okay, one of the things that you introduced me to in the book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, and by the way, there's a special offer that people should take advantage of pre-publication at discovery.org/Medved, and you'll see all the benefits you get from this special offer. Panspermia, which is a term that was not in my vocabulary before. Well, it is now, because that's the idea that human life was planted on Earth by an alien intelligence, but not necessarily a single supreme being. Why is it that serious people take on this explanation, which seems a bit far-fetched?
Exactly the right question. There's a background to that hypothesis, and that is that origin of life research, and really people propose the space alien designer idea to account for the origin of the very first life, and propose that some space alien, intelligent alien planted it on Earth. The reason that even serious scientists have considered this, and the serious scientists that have considered it include Francis Crick, Sir Fred Hoyle, and even Richard Dawkins. They've considered it because origin of life research has come to a place of complete impasse. The conditions on the early Earth were not conducive to the spontaneous origin of life through chemical evolutionary processes. No one has come up with a chemical evolutionary explanation for the origin of the code. Spontaneous chemical reactions do not generate information. And so to explain the origin of life, you have to account for the information in the DNA that makes life work. And yet that's been, from an evolutionary standpoint, that effort has come to an impasse. And so some of these still very much naturalistic or materialistically minded scientists have proposed that, well, maybe life was designed, as Dawkins put it in the film Expelled, maybe we are looking at a signature of intelligence in the DNA code, but that intelligence must have itself evolved someplace else in the cosmos. Now, obviously, that's not a great explanation because it begs the question as to how those intelligent beings somewhere else in the cosmos might have evolved, and that pushes the question right back to the original origin of life and origin of information necessary to produce life. That same question has not been solved by the panspermia hypothesis.
Okay, when you look at this, one of the questions you had about the panspermia hypothesis would be, well, why would this alien intelligence start out with such rudimentary forms of life and then program it in advance to develop over literally millions of years? That's also a question you could ask of the God hypothesis, isn't it?
Well, it is, but what the argument for the God hypothesis is an extension of the argument for intelligent design, and so it's important to understand the basis of the inference to intelligent design. These evolutionary models, chemical evolutionary attempts to explain the origin of the first life, and even biological evolutionary theories about the origin of subsequent forms of life starting from an earlier, simpler form, have run into a big problem, and that is the problem of explaining the origin of information. Spontaneous chemical reactions do not lead in the direction of biological complexity, let alone informational complexity. Mutational processes degrade information. They don't generate information. So both forms of evolutionary theory are lacking an explanation for the key thing that needs to be accounted for in accounting for new forms of life. As I said in our last conversation, if you want to give your computer a new function, we know in our complex computer age, you have to provide new code. And the same thing turns out to be true in life. So evolutionary ideas have failed to account for that code, and yet we know of a cause that is sufficient to produce information, and that cause is intelligence, whether we find it in computer code or hieroglyphic inscriptions or paragraphs in books. Imagine if you walked into a cave and found a bunch of hieroglyphic inscriptions and little symbols underneath them. Whether you walking in, you may not have thought that there was anyone who had ever been into that cave. Maybe it's some remote location like Antarctica. But once you walk into the cave and you see those informational inscriptions, you know that an intelligence has been there.
Okay, that brings us to the question of what is cosmology exactly? And why is it different from physics? We'll get to that and more with Steve Meyer. His book, The Return of the God Hypothesis.
Portions of The Michael Mendez Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's 3 Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's 3 Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking to Stephen Meyer, his new book is coming out at the very end of this month, and that's coming right up. You can order an advance copy, and then you get a special booklet. You get a chance to participate in a direct conversation with Steve Meyer, where he can answer any and all of your questions and much more. You can find out about that special offer by going to discovery.org/Medved. No obligation to just go to the website and find out all about it. We were talking before, and again, your PhD from University of Cambridge is in the history of science. And cosmology, in many ways, is actually even older than physics. What's the key difference between those two sciences?
Well, cosmology is the study of the universe as a whole, and there's a sub-branch of cosmology sometimes called cosmogony, which is the study of the origin of the universe. Physics is the study of the processes that are at work within the universe, the physical processes that are work within the universe. But cosmology is a study of the universe as a whole.
And one of the things that you bring up in your prior two books, in Darwin's Doubt and Signature in the Cell, particularly in Signature of the Cell, is biology on its own doesn't permit an inference as to the existence of God. Why not?
Well, this gets back to the discussion we were just having about the panspermia hypothesis. You might propose an alien intelligence for information that arises after the beginning of the universe, but you can't propose such an intelligence for information or the fine-tuning of the universe that exists from the very beginning. And you asked a great question before the break, and my answer ran into the bumper music, I'm afraid. But you asked, why isn't the God hypothesis subject to the same sort of question-begging logic as the panspermia idea? And the short answer to that is that there are two basic possibilities. Either matter comes from mind, or mind comes from matter, ultimately. And in the case of information-rich matter, matter that contains code or information in some form, we know that mind always precedes the origin of information. So whereas the panspermia hypothesis just pushes the question of the ultimate origin of the information necessary to the first life back to some evolutionary process out in space, the God hypothesis, by positing a mind first to generate the information necessary to fine-tune the universe and to bring life into the universe, proposes something which is completely consistent with our experience, which is that only mind produces information. Matter doesn't have that capability on its own.
You know, it's when you put it that way about the different existence of mind and matter, And then you ask people, how do you think it happened that matter, that dead rock, for instance, actually produced mind and ultimately produced consciousness? That's a very tough question for people to answer, isn't it? How are people responding so far who are very, very determined materialists? How are they responding to your book?
Well, this new book isn't out yet, but we've had a lot of experience in dialogue with folks who are committed materialists. And often the most common charge is, well, your ideas about intelligent design may or may not be true, but they're definitely not science. But science is that's a definitional argument or an argument about semantics. And the fundamental job of the scientist is to follow the evidence wherever it leads and to base our conclusions on our observations and our uniform and repeated experience. And on that basis, the inference to intelligent design should be considered science, because what we know from our uniform and repeated experience is that only intelligent agents give rise to information-rich structures, and yet those are the key things that have to be explained when we're talking about both biological and cosmological origins. The fine-tuning of the laws and constants of physics is a form of information that's built into the universe, into the very fabric of the universe from the beginning.
Do you think that you came into this? You are a believer. I mean, it's which you acknowledge in your book. Do you think that someone who was a committed atheist scientist could actually look at the evidence and look at the existence of information, of mind, that supposedly came from matter, and ultimately come to the same conclusion that you did?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I tell the story in the book of many very prominent scientists who've had precisely that sort of intellectual transformation. One being Sir Fred Hoyle, who was a determined atheist who formulated the steady state model of cosmological origins in opposition to the Big Bang for admittedly philosophical reasons. He was a committed scientific materialist. He didn't like the idea that the universe might have a beginning and therefore might have needed a transcendent creator to explain its origin. But later in his career, investigating the question of why is there so much carbon in the universe, the abundance of carbon which is necessary to life, he discovered that there were a whole series of physical parameters that needed to be finely tuned to account for the existence of carbon, the existence even of basic chemistry, and therefore the existence of life. And later then embraced a kind of theistic perspective where he said a common sense interpretation of the evidence suggests that a super intellect has monkeyed with physics and chemistry to make life possible. And I talk about some other a cosmologist, Alan Sandage, who was a agnostic Jewish scholar who later came to belief in God as a result of the discoveries that he was making in cosmology about the origin of the universe. Origin of life scientist named Dean Kenyon, who repudiated his own theory of the self-organizational chemical evolutionary origin of life and later embraced the idea of intelligent design and ultimately had a religious conversion as well. So I've seen this transformation from scientific materialists to open to intelligent design to eventually embracing a God hypothesis among scientists.
Okay. It's obvious these are among the most important questions in philosophy. They're most important questions in determining values and organizing your life. Just in terms of practical science and technology, why is this entire investigation to which you've devoted your life, Stephen Meyer, why is that important in practical terms?
Well, right. It definitely is important for personal questions about whether or not there might be life after death or ultimate meaning to human existence, but also for science itself. Embracing a design perspective is turning out to be very fruitful. If you approach the living system as a design system, you then can begin to look at it in terms of established engineering principles. We've had some high-profile Microsoft engineers work with some of our biologists here in Redmond, and they've suggested that we ought to be looking for computer design patterns. These are known patterns for processing and storing information in living cells. And one of our scientists in Germany has actually been using that as a heuristic, a guide to discovery, and has recently discovered that not only is there a genetic code, digital information in the cell, but there are sophisticated means of storing information in what are called overlapping genes, so that with that very sophisticated modes of storing and processing information that we are now just inventing in our own high-tech digital computing world are actually things that we're finding inside the cell. And so if you look at the cell as a design system, it causes you to look for things you might not look for if you were committed to a strictly bottom-up, deterministic Darwinian view of things. So in other words,
Steve,
it's good for science.
Well, then that's the point, is that if so many people say that, a religious point of view means you undervalue science, what comes across so clearly on the pages of the Return of the God hypothesis is that you give science the supreme value and suggest that scientific investigation can actually lead to ultimate truth. Explain.
Well, right. A figure like Sir Isaac Newton comes to mind in this regard. He was very interested in showing in his, for example, his great work, The Principia, that the universe was governed by mathematical laws that suggested a great lawgiver. But in approaching the universe as a beautifully designed and ordered system that issued from a transcendent mind, it also led him to make more breakthroughs in science than anyone who had lived to that point. He discovered the binomial theorem. He did fantastic work on the properties of light. He advanced the first universal theory of gravity. He developed the calculus, and on it went. For him, the God hypothesis was a science starter, and so it can be again today. And we're seeing that with some of the research that we're supporting through the Discovery Institute and research that we're seeing done in our larger network of scientists around the world who have embraced this idea of design.
And you can take part in that. Go directly to discovery.org/Medved. Find out about the exciting new research and the wonderful new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.